Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
And this is part two. Who told you? Who told you? And if you remember the story quite well, that God created a perfect man and a perfect woman, put them in a perfect garden, and he said, take care of it. God gave them instructions. Look at somebody and said, when God saved you, he saved you with instructions. All right now. And God said unto them, there are many trees in this garden, and I want for you to eat of all the other trees but this one. Somebody shout, this one. I want for you to leave it alone. But how many of you know that curiosity kills the cat? As a matter of fact, it is said that if you don't want your children to touch something, don't warn them about it. Just leave it in open sight and they won't mess with it. But the minute you said to them, if you ever touch that jar, you bring about such great curiosity, so the moment you turn your back, your child wants to know what is in that jar. Because we were created to know. Oh, you see, you don't get that. We were created to be inquisitive. We were created to discover. So I told you in message number one how heaven is a perfect place, and the devil seek opportunity to create war before he was a devil. He was a perfect angel, most beautiful cherub. But he rose up against God. And some of us don't expect him to rise up against us. Who are you? Honey, he's coming after you. He's sitting on top of some of us right now saying, oh, don't even listen. You just feel how you feel. You must recognize him and you must say, get behind me. Come on and praise God. And so he made trouble in heaven, and God had no other choice but to throw him out. Now when you have a child that has grown up on you, and that child wants to act as though he is the father of the home or the mother of the home, you said it's time for you to turn your own key. And something that I love about God is that God thrust him out, and he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, but God has not yet stripped him. God just threw him out of heaven. Oh, Lord. So I know how sometimes some Christian folks like to lose their mind, and they said, oh, the devil don't have no power. You lie. He's the same one telling you to say that, so he can show off on you later that he does have power. And so God thrust him out, and he's still a prince. Ah, be careful how you class him. He is a prince. Not the prince of heaven. Oh, thank you, God. He's not the prince of heaven. But he is the prince of the air. So you should be very careful when you're getting ready to take a flight. You have to now say, Lord, bind up the prince of the air, because I'm coming through. We have to go through because the Lord promised that we will ride upon the high places of the earth. And so, long and short of the story is that he was thrust out and he came into the garden. But God warned us. He said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because he's coming down with what? Wrath. He's mad. Not your neighbor and say, neighbor. The devil is mad. He is no longer in heaven. He's mad. And you know, when I was growing up, one of the things I hated most was when my dad says, I am going to give you a spanking. And rather, he would just give me the spanking. Just give me the spanking right then and there. Because now I can't eat my dinner. Or if it's a spanking before breakfast, I can't eat my breakfast because my mind is on spanking. So I'm mad. You can't talk to me right now. Oh, don't ask me to come and play with you. I can't play with you right now. I'm about to get whooped. And something my husband told me, which I thought was always so crazy. My husband says, while he was in Jamaica and their mom was traveling back and forth to the United States, he said his mom would promise a spanking and she would come to the state and spend 6 long months. And she come back and she remember that I promised you a spanking before I leave. And she would still give them that spanking. I said, your mother was tough. So I guess she had some of the characteristics of God, because God promised Satan a spanking. And it has been thousands of years now. But God has not forgotten. Somebody shout, God has not forgotten. You know, sometimes we've done some things we shouldn't do when we really believe nobody remember, but we have not forgotten. And so what Satan did was entered into the serpent, and he possessed the serpent, and the serpent began to communicate with Eve. And he said, you see that tree that the Lord told you that you should not eat of? He said, it's good. You can eat. And she did eat. And when she ate of it, it seems good. And she called her husband and she said, you have to eat too. And then God said, they have become like one of us. They can now know good and evil. And the beauty about this word, there's a beauty in the word. So not your neighbor and say, there's a beauty in the word. The beauty about the word is that even though they disappointed God, even though they have disobeyed God, God still showed up. When God came to have conversation with them, and God had to call, he said, Lord, Adam said, we heard you. Because now if you know that I'm coming, you're waiting for me. Come on now, this day they weren't waiting for God. This day they were hiding from God. And they said, we heard you. But we hid ourselves. God said, why did you hide from me? They said, because we were naked. God said, who told you? Remember what God said now before he came down. He said, behold the man we have created has become like one of us. Lift your hand in the presence of God and said, I am not an ordinary person. Have become like one of us. We are like Yeshua. We are like God. I didn't say that you're Yeshua, and I didn't say that you are God. I said, we are like God. And if you say, senior pastor, show me where we are like God. Don't you see how we can create and invent things? Don't you see how we can become evil? And who create evil? God says, I am God. And I create both good and evil. So sometimes you function in goodness, and another time you find yourself functioning in evil. Said, Lord, help me to resist the evil, for the evil is in me. You see, that's what the problem is, because you don't know that the evil is in you. So you keep on fooling yourself. And so you get yourself in trouble. The devil no longer possesses snakes. Guess what? Because they ate the fruit they should not have eaten, he now lives under our skin. Come on, nudge your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Sin is in your flesh. And guess what? Guess what? It has a voice. It can speak. Oh God, help me, Holy Spirit. He speaks. He makes war. He's very destructive. The flesh. There is a spirit in your flesh that cause each and every one of us to sin, to make mistakes, to dislike people, and to make mischief. Said, Lord, give me power over this flesh of mine. And so now, because he lives in our flesh, our eyes are open to evil, and hence fear comes. Did you know that if you are blindfolded and someone let you loose on the 95, you would just keep on walking and the cars would be getting around you and you just keep on moving and everybody honking their horns and everybody's trying so desperately not to hit you and you just keep on going because you don't know whether you should go to the left or the right. You are now blindfolded. Just keep on walking. You would not be afraid because you don't know where you are. And you can't see the danger. But because now we become like one of the heavenly being, and our eyes are open and we can see, we become fearful. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, close your eyes to the evil so that you can flow. So I ask you today, what is it that the enemy is telling you? Who told you? What are you receiving? And this is where we get it from. I can't make it. I can't do it. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Close your eyes to the evil. The objective of this message is that you are too hard on yourself. God is willing to cover you, but you are too busy exposing yourself. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? The problem we are having is that we're too busy exposing ourselves while God is so busy trying to cover us. God says, who told you that you are naked? Guess what they used to cover themselves? Leaves. Now, God knew that leaves cannot protect you. God knew that winter would come. Somebody bless God. God knew that night would come and it would get cool. So God had to slay a lamb and cover them and give them warmth. God wants to cover you today. God desires to cover you today. You're busy covering yourself, but it's not working out. God wants to cover you today. Oh, if you just let him cover you today. And I don't care what is it that you have done. You have maybe have eaten up the tree you should not have eaten up. God still wants to cover you. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. God is still coming to you no matter what. I've got news for you. Once you are alive, the God factor in you is still functioning. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? It doesn't matter how they try to put you in a pit, thinking that you won't make it out. You are coming out. Because what God desires for you must come to fruition. Oh, lift your hand in the presence of the Lord and said, I will come out. I know some of us don't see how. Just imagine being thrown in a pit, left to die. And you're wondering how. You don't have to wonder, because God has a plan. Come on now. Come on now. So just imagine you see yourself naked. And God said, come on, sit down and talk with me. I want to talk. I still want to have conversation with you. Sit. So don't you see that we are the one that are running from God? God still wants to come and talk with us. You know why? Because God created us. It is He that has, repeat after me, it is He that has made us. And not we ourselves. Thank you, God. And I'm telling you, when you have conversations with God, He will respond. Tell Him the truth. Lord, I have been hiding because I feel I'm not good enough. Lord, I have been hiding because I have heard multiple times that I won't amount to be anything. So I believe it, and I don't believe that you want me. Come on now. I don't believe you. You know how many people don't believe that God wants anything to do with them? Because you see your situation so insurmountable? That's not how God sees you. No. God wants you to have conversation with Him and tell Him where it hurts. And God wants for you to tell Him exactly how you feel. See, the problem is, some people say, but I don't know how to pray. You don't have to know how to pray. If you have a mouth, talk. God will respond. Just talk. It is so funny that we can talk to our friends. And we can text our friends. And we can email our friends. And if somebody messes with you, you are ready to tell them a piece of your mind. But when it comes to God, somebody trick you and somebody tell you, you got to fix up a fancy prayer. God is not impressed with words. God is impressed with truth. Truth. In the inward part, God wants the truth. Tell God your truth. And believe me when I tell you that God will respond. So who told you that God won't hear you? And who told you that you are not good enough? Who told you you have gone too far? You can't make your way back. Who told you? You have to hide from God. Who? All of us have been told many things. The question is, what do you believe? What do you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. Come on now. His word said, come unto me, all he that labor and are heavy laden, and I, God, will give you rest. There is something that I love about God. When Christ came, they called him a wine bibber. They said that he likes to drink wine with sinners. Come on now.
Yeah, listen how he responds. He that is whole have no need for the physician. Lord, 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 Lord. So, listen, listen, listen. What sense is the light if it can't penetrate the dark? Come on and talk with me now. Because sometimes we become so over-righteous, nobody wants to be around us. We are so holy. No, people are afraid to come and sit and have conversation with us because they know that we are going to judge them. Oh, God, but I love God because God is not going to judge you. God wants to hear from you. God wants you to tell him just like it is. God wants to hear that. God, I'm a smoker, I'm a cusser, I'm a robber. Lord God, I'm a fornicator, I am an adulterer. Lord, I speak evil against my brothers and my sisters. Lord, I'm a troublemaker. God, I'm afraid to come in your presence because I'm a hypocrite. Now, that's some real prayers. Come on now. You don't have to be Lord Jesus Christ and Lord God Almighty and oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. No, stop. Said, Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. And I need your healing. I need your forgiveness because I can't cover myself. God, desire to cover you. And I hope that as I'm speaking to you, for those of you that are listening in radio land, that today you will make a conscious decision that I am going to head back home because my Father will open the door and my Father will cover me. Now, when the prodigal son left home and he squandered everything that his whole inheritance, he was ashamed to go back home because he knew he felt as though he was going to be judged. He knew his brother was going to judge him. And of course, that's what he's telling himself. That's what the sin in his flesh was testifying to him. Oh, your daddy's not going to receive you. So you better go find you a job. And sometimes we believe it so wholeheartedly, we just say, any job will do. Just get me a job so that I can eat. Just give me a job so that I can eat. Rise and stand up on your feet and say, no, Lord. I don't just want to eat. Lord, I want to be covered. I want to be received. Lord, 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 said, Lord, help me. Receive me. Put your hands together. Give him praise if you can. The times, the multiple times that we obeyed the flesh and disobeyed the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, if we were to get a dollar for the time, all the times we disobeyed God, we would be filthy rich. But I've got news for you today. It doesn't matter the circumstance. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God still desires to cover you. It doesn't matter what you've done and where you have gone. Who told you that you're naked? Who told you that you are naked? Remember now, when God asked the question, God knew that he had intention to cover them. Did you know that God knew that they ate of the fruit before he came down? Did you know that God still comes to commune with them just like he did every other day? Yes. Come on now. Come on now. But we as a people, we say God is not coming. And then we have a thing to say, you know, I was praying and I could feel that the prayer was not going anywhere, so I just stopped. How many of you have gotten to that place? Yes, I've heard people say it. I was praying and I feel like the prayer was just bouncing back on me, so I just stopped praying. Then change the conversation. change the conversation and say, Lord, why do I feel like you turned your back on me just now? Really, God? Because if you're talking to me and I'm not responding, you're going to call out my name to make sure that I'm hearing you, true or false. Come on now. So when you feel as though your prayers are not going anywhere, just change your conversation. Not your neighbor said, just get real. Just get real. So let me ask you this question. Who told you that life is not worth living? Get off that ledge. You know that going to church don't just let people feel like living? There are preachers right now, as I'm speaking, that is thinking suicide. They're suicidal. There are preachers that are depressed. Come on, I want you to hear me today. The devil, repeat after me, the devil don't have any respect to who he terrorizes. He speaks to the preacher. He speaks to the sinners. He speaks to those that are beautiful, those that don't consider themselves beautiful. He speaks to everybody. The question is, will you believe him? You know how many people he told you never get married? And the question is, whose report will you believe? I've got news for you. Did you know that the word of the Lord says that when the day comes and Lucifer is being revealed, and I'm paraphrasing so you can understand, you can find it in the book of Isaiah chapter 14 and some verses there. It says that when the kings of the earth will narrowly look upon Satan when God stripped him of his power. Lord Jesus. Not your neighbor said, behave yourself. God can strip you. He can take everything from you. I told you he's a prince. If you want to cuss him out, it's not time to cuss him out. The Bible says they shall narrowly look upon him. And the kings of the earth, Mr. Clover, is going to say, is this the little fellow that terrorized nations? They are not going to believe it. He is not even as big as you. Narrowly look upon him. He's a little fellow. But right now, he's still boasting because he's a prince and he's not yet stripped. So be careful what he's saying to you and don't listen. Repeat after me, I am more than a conqueror. If he makes you sick in your body, shout, I am healed. If he tells you that you'll never recover, shout, I will recover. If he told you that there's no change or hope for you, say, I will change. There is hope for me.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346, and be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.